Okay, we're back for episode 26 of Queen of Embers. And the storm rages on.
Rage against the storm.
Warren. Come this way, Warren.
The whispers continue drawing you into the streets. What do you do, Warren? The voices are all around you.
I still have no idea where I am.
No, you have no light.
It's still, like, completely dark out here. Like, no one is around me.
Storming. You can see that there are some lights in second-story buildings here and there, but it's late at night. You know it's past the witching hour. You have no idea where you're at.
I call out for Agnes. Maybe she can lead me home.
Call out for your goat.
Warren. Come this way, Warren. Warren.
There's no response but the shadows.
Okay. I'm gonna follow the voices. What's the worst that can happen?
You go back inside the house.
I love testing Dan.
Everybody getting corrupted tonight.
Warren. Come to me, Warren.
Alright, I'm on the way. Show me.
You find yourself drawn deeper and deeper into the streets of the city. Meanwhile, you're outside of the cloakroom. The storm persists. It is you, Elisa, and you, Terwin. Harper is nowhere in sight. Banneker is there. I lost him. I lost Warren, he says.
Yeah.
Been yelling for me.
It's easy to do. Well, we've got two questions. I mean, two options. We go, we look for Harper. Or we go to the tower, the Burgundine Tower.
Tell me, what chance will you have, or I have, or any of us have, to catch up to that fucking horse? We don't.
I don't think we're going to be catching up. But if that horse takes a turn, and then takes another turn, he'll be coming back. It's not like you can see. Actually, I probably didn't even know he had a hood over his head, did I?
I think you saw that. You certainly saw it, yeah.
He's tied up. He's got a hood on his head.
We can attempt to find him, but I don't think that we have good luck on it.
I'm not saying you need to come with.
Where the hell else would I go?
Safety.
You tell me where you think is safe right now.
Brigandine Tower.
Doubtful.
Right, well.
Not by myself. I don't have the friendship of right to fall back on like you do.
Yeah, well, since he's my friend, he's his friend. That's how it works, right?
Is that what you think?
Well, when you say it like that.
Just right. Find him.
Yeah. Come on. So we'll start to look for Harper.
Okay. You're going to search the city. Harper, it's dark and it's wet. You managed to wrangle the hood off of your face. The storm has let up. The storm has seemed to pass.
So after making my escape, I would try to think of where I could go that wasn't the cloakroom. And the first thing that pops into my head would be the orphanage. Head to the orphanage. If I can head to the orphanage, they won't look for me there. And maybe I can get word, because if they're the Gothrics, maybe I can get word back to the Frank where I'm at. They can come get me.
Right.
So I would try to make my way through Slum Road and try to remember how to get across the Lovelock Bridge and then come across, hopefully, this, come across the orphanage where we had once saved those children.
Okay. You begin heading through the streets. Your horse is nervous, particularly after the storm. There is a smell in the air, an ill smell that lingers in the city. The sky is still dark. The mirror does not cast its light through the clouds. They hang low. Durendal is quiet. Everything is kind of wet and grimy from the storm. It didn't really seem to wash away any of the grit as much as it was just to make it even look even worse.
Right.
That kind of glistens. And water kind of pools between the cobblestone. You find your way across Lovelock Bridge and eventually meander toward the orphanage. This sprawling one-story chapel that is all but abandoned, the door to it still open.
What I would try to do, if possible, and I don't know if I can, taking my time, because I do have escape artist as a racial trait, is be able to try to slip these bonds.
The ancestral trait, but yes, you can.
Sorry, your ancestral trait.
You could have. You managed to get your hands free. You leap off your horse, clud, onto the stone.
Still a bit groggy. So it doesn't look like up here that there's anyone here?
No. The door is wide open and it's dark inside.
Does it seem like it's big enough to get Matthew through?
No, it's not.
Darn. He will not fit inside here. He's
huge.
Right. No, I feared he was. Yeah. But you never know. Sometimes chapels have big doors.
21 hands high. He's a huge horse.
Then I will attempt to tie him up inside. Or tie him up outside, because I think there was a hitch that I had.
There was, yes.
Before.
So we were here just but 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When you had encountered the preacher. Well, quote, the preacher.
Yeah.
Who would pretend to abscond away the children.
And I'll try to pat him down and say, calm down, Matthew. I'm sorry. Calm down. Hopefully we'll get this figured out soon. Or I would say that with my accent.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Matthew. Let's calm down.
Are you going to go inside?
I am. As I would go to the door and kind of peer in from the entryway for a while, then make my way inside as, probably shivering at this point.
Yeah.
Rained out and basically in my underwear, my small clothes.
You come inside and you can see there's a small fire built toward the corner in the hearth. You can see the many beds that the children once rested in, these kind of wooden cots that are all empty.
I would check, since I knew where the sister's rooms was, I would go there first.
Okay.
Just to see if there's anyone here?
Absolutely. As you begin wandering within, you open the door, you can see that there is a figure lying in her bed. He or she is softly snoozing.
Creepy. Yeah, it's like creeping in the doorway.
Walking in your underwear. Yeah,
what I'm going to do...
Super creepy.
I'll close the door, and I'll since I believe that there's someone here now, I'm going to go back to the entrance and knock and see if I can get someone to come to the door.
Knock on the door.
What? What? Go away!
You hear.
Please. Would you open up for a... I'm a Dufresne agent. Would you let me in?
Go away! Please leave me!
May I ask your name, please? I am... Harper Claviger, one of the Dufresne. I'm seeking shelter, if you'd be so kind as to let me in.
There is a silence kind of falls over this place.
Come in!
I'll open the
it's
door.
It's wet outside.
Sure is. It's raining cats and dogs out there. You can see, kind of in the shadow of the firelight, there is this figure who is wearing this heavy cloak over himself. It is clearly a man, but the man is hunkered over.
Pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
Stay there, don't come any closer. He extends a gloved hand out.
All right. Again, my name's Harper Clavature. Who may I ask you your name?
I'm just passing through.
All right. So we just happen to be strangers passing through then. I can get along with that.
You stay in here. I'll stay in here and there won't be any more trouble.
Sounds fine to me.
Now this door doesn't lock, but I got a very long, sharp butcher's knife, he says. And I'll cut you to the money meat if you step in.
That's fine by me. You got your space, I got mine. Let's push a couple of these beds together and, well, call it a night. Because I get the suspicion that he's not actually looking over this place. He's just squatting. Right?
Yeah.
Is that the, kind of what I'm feeling?
You can feel that you kind of rest in here. You can feel there's still some tension, obviously, because you're afraid of what may happen.
Right. I'm basically going to take the sheets off the bed and try to dry myself off.
Okay.
Absolutely. As best as possible. Basically use it as a towel.
Yeah. It isn't too long until you can hear him sawing logs in the room. You can hear him talking in his sleep.
Oh, totally eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Oh! Juliet! No, you're mine! You're mine!
That guy.
Meanwhile, out in the streets, standing before a tall stone building, two stories perhaps.
Doesn't look familiar at all.
It is not. It's the end of this strange alleyway that wound its way through the city.
Step inside.
You look over your shoulder and you can see a nearby gas lamp. It's pane shattered. It does not glow at all. But you can swear that the light begins to dim and flicker green outside as you close the door behind you. The solid. Inside you are this small, open room. The interior of it, you can see a hearth softly smoldering with a fire and hearth. The whole place is cast in these kind of bronze and brown kind of renaissance lights, like gold and mahogany. The place is very quiet. I think this is some sort of shop downstairs, and you can see a number of candles strung together hanging over the rafters. Okay.
What sort of shop would this be? Can it tell what it is?
Candle makers? Sort of...
Okay. Like the shop I was just in earlier that evening?
Yes.
Something ain't right. It's meant to be, I guess. Alright. So everything looks the same as it did before, right?
Apparently here on the first floor. The place looks lived in, but nobody's here, at least on the first floor. You can see a stair that winds its way up to another door to the second.
I'm gonna staircase and stop and listen.
You stop and you listen toward the door and roll an eavesdrop test. This is a secret.
Okay. That's a 49% chance to succeed. And I roll a 2. I'll keep that roll. I don't have anything to re-roll anymore.
Yeah. You'll have to keep. Your
is
name
it, is it coming from upstairs?
It's coming from upstairs.
Of course it is. All right. I put one foot on the stair above me. Continue up the stairs.
Okay. You come inside and you open the door. And you shut it behind you with a solid thud. Only if I have thud handy. Oh, yes. The door shuts. You find yourself back on the first floor of the Chandler shop. The hearth smolders with a small fire. This bronze and golden light settles over the room, almost like a Renaissance-style lighting. It appears you've been here before. As you look across the way, you can see a stairwell leading up to a single door.
Okay. Is there a piece of wood I can take to light my way?
Certainly.
Okay.
You can snatch a piece of wood and you can wrap in a bit of gauze from tearing off a nearby chair, and it's now burning.
Alright.
The place now goes from dimly lit to softly lit with a golden light in your hand.
Okay. Continue up the stairs.
Floorboards creak as you walk up. You come to the door. It is shut.
This is where I came from before. Now listen. Any sloshing sounds?
Roll an eavesdrop test. This test is secret.
All right. 49. And I rolled a 3 this time.
Who needs fortune points when you roll like that, right?
Suddenly you hear this shattering as you turn around and you can see this huge chandelier is collapsed to the ground into pieces. Glass scintillates with light all over from the softly smoldering fire in your burning torch at the bottom of the stairs. It narrowly missed you. You can see bits and fragments of glass all over.
That's weird. Continue on towards the end of the hallway, back where I came from.
Up the stairs? Mm-hmm. You ascend the stairs, groaning and creaking with every step. You come to the door.
Warren. Turn back, Warren.
You hear a whisper. The shadows call to you.
Not this time. Throw the door open.
Okay. You grab the door.
It won't move. It won't budge.
You're gonna force it open?
Yeah.
It's a secret athletics test.
Okay.
It's also a fail for a test.
51. And that is a 36. I'll keep it. Okay.
You'll suffer 3 physical peril. Ugh. The door's not opening at all. It's fastened shut.
Are there any other doors up here?
Not at the top of the stairs. Okay. The other door that's in here is the door outside.
Okay, so it's fastened shut. Hmm? There's nothing I can hear on the other side of the door. From what was there before.
Go away. Turn around, Warren.
Okay. I'll go back down to the bottom of the shop and take a look around. I want to try to find some sort of tool I can use to open that door.
Certainly. This is a chandler shop, so there's no heavy tools you can use to bust that door open by any means, but there are various implements and tools you'd expect to find here. There are casts and molds. there are a generous amount of wood and things that you would use to burn candles in, heavy cauldrons, things of that nature. Clearly, the chandler who does his business here, when he works where he lives, goes upstairs and works downstairs.
Okay. All right, so, and there's no other way up the stairs that I can tell, like, not a back staircase or...
There appears to be an area beneath the staircase that is filled with cobwebs and boxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Full of other sundries you would use to make candles with. Nothing of note. Nothing heavy.
Can I look outside and see if the guy's boat's still gone?
You rush over toward the windows with the storming outside. It's too dark.
Okay. I'll step outside for a second and take a look, too.
Okay. So you head back downstairs toward the main door. You open the door and it reveals a long, twisting hallway where you can see several doors lining either side. No light save for just a small sliver of light coming from a door that's barely ajar.
So I open the front door expecting to go out to the street, and this is what I'm seeing.
That's right.
Okay.
Now make an arduous... arduous resolve test. Resist terror.
Alright, so this is a resolve test, and that is 59. Arduous is going to be 29. That's a failure.
Want to roll that?
Can't.
Warren, you are filled with sheer terror as you suffer 9 corruption.
And I suffer 3 additional because I have a bad ticker.
Oh, goodness. And that's 29 mental peril.
Oh, jeez.
29? 29. Okay, so yeah, I went in incapacity at that point.
Oh, no.
Take even more corruption.
6 more.
Warren! You're being shaken back and forth. Get up! Get up! Banneker's standing over you.
So did I take 6 more corruption? From that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
You're staggered looking in the street, unsure what's happening at this point. Banneker is shaking you. You can see that Harper and Lisa... Sorry. My apologies. Alisa, Terwin, and Harper are all there.
Oh, I am there?
Oh, yes, you're all together.
Okay.
Who are you talking to? Banneker says.
What? What did I say?
Banneker looks toward you. Oh, no. I don't know, boss. Mood madness.
You don't remember everything you were saying. You said not this time. That was clear. Mumbling, muttering over things as well.
I've been calling your name for the past hour.
Yeah.
What name were you calling?
I reckon the one fucking your mother gave you. The
fucking motto. What other bloody name you thinking you're calling now? Warren, jackass.
I was dreaming or something. I must have been. I got lost in the night. And I look over towards Banneker. Where the fuck did you go?
I fucking ran.
Rightly so. So, we get to Mr. Tallow's house. Wouldn't open. I got in.
Oh, hey! Whoa. It's fucking raining out here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain to you what happened.
What's that place in Riverside? Well, we can't get that down. The orphanage.
Is that where I just came back from?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, there's that guy there with the butcher's knife that we met on Penumbra.
He's squatting there.
Lisa pulls out the gun and just looks at you for a second.
Whoa there.
I don't give a fuck about what people think at this point. If we need a roof, we need a roof.
Listen, that little mutant, we scared him a good bit. We can scare him again if we need to. I don't mind if he's there so long as he ain't hurting a little girl and a little boy's dreams.
There ain't no one there but him.
Fine then.
She's been abandoned.
I think that's a good place to hold up and hear your story. But, you know, I'll motion towards Lisa. As you can see, we've had a rough night.
You're telling me.
Yeah. You don't look very well yourself. You should get someplace dry. At least slightly warm and safe.
So we're going, boss.
We're going to Elfinage.
The only other place I thought of was maybe Amadeus's. Or the
Orange is close.
It's close, that sure is right.
You don't want to bring any trouble to Amadeus.
I personally don't know that I trust many people in this town right at this moment.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd they know we was there? Let's get
all right.
To the orphanage.
I'll show you that way back.
Take the damn lantern, Warren.
Wait! Don't call me that anymore. It's Mr. Rhodes from now on. I don't have time to explain. But I'll get to that later. Mr. Rhodes.
Sack up, Mr. Rhodes. Take the fucking lantern, Banneker says. You begin to approach the orphanage, and it's clear it's a little one-story, kind of squat-looking chapel. Go on.
You open the door. I'll let them know that there was a fire in the quarter, and, you know,
certainly
the land before they go in there. They have an idea. I'll tie up Matthew again.
Suddenly, you're back in the bathroom, and this thing's mouth is opening, and you can see the fat and the wax between its jaws. It unhinges, and the burning of the candles all around you just grabbing a hold of you, screaming at you wordlessly, but your ears are ringing with this terrible sound, and you stagger back, falling beyond the door, running as fast as you can, tumbling down the stairs, out into the streets of the storm that you go, leaving the Chandler's house behind you, running through the streets, the whispers drawing you this way and that in the darkness, and somewhere beyond the storm, you can see the burning blue eye of Leviathan calling to you, and you can feel her presence within you. You've gained a disorder. We will end the game session here tonight. 100 reward points.
All right.
Ooh. I think I might want to buy the resolve level. I don't know why, but there's something about tonight.
Do we have enough to do that?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about it.
We're at 200.
So, let's do corruption around the table for tonight.
Ooh,
so
boy.
Let's start first with Terwin.
12.
So do I get a disorder in addition to what I haven't earned yet? Two disorders.
What about yourself? What's your corruption look like, Harper?
I didn't gain any, as far as I'm aware of.
Nice.
Unless getting knocked out again, although I was already unconscious.
No, you're fine.
Okay, just making sure.
Lisa?
18.
Oh, no. And Warren?
18.
Oh, goodness. You guys tied.
Woo!
It was a close comeback at the end, but he was able to catch up.
Eight.
Two.
I only gave one.
Was that one?
Well, how many corruption do you have?
I have 18.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's two. So you'll gain a disorder. You'll gain a disorder informed. So in this case, just kind of spelled out. So Warren, the disorder you will gain will be informed by these last several sessions. You feel at this point a presence tugging toward you, and this presence is a she, but you're not sure who it is. But we will cover that another time.
So is this disorder
Does it have to do with the fact that I am currently 9 chaos rings, or is this something separate?
Once you hit 10 chaos rings,
okay, you gotcha, disorder. Gotcha, okay.
Yep.
Can we just round it up?
He wants it so bad.
Do you want to take it now?
Yeah.
Why, you just erase your chaos rank?
I'll take a third chaos rank.
Sure. Okay. Erase all your order in chaos. Reset right. yourself to zero. I think you get a permanent one there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You get a permanent chaos rank. All right.
Just make it easy. I mean, rip the Band-Aid off.
I'm dead even. I'm at 7-7.
I'd still order.
I'm 0-1 now.
Give me main gosh, please.
Main gosh.
Oh, main gosh?
That's right.
You mean main gosh?
Main gosh. Main gosh?
That's right.
Main gosh.
Main gosh.
Man gouchy.
Man gaucho.
Man gauchalism.
Man gaucha.
Man gaucha.
So there's skills that would be more useful, but I'm going with indifference after this.
Really?
It's more the roleplay aspect, I think.
Yeah, man. Violence?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I don't even give a shit anymore.
I killed man in cold blood.
She's becoming her father.
What, killing old men as they're running away?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works. Actions, not
deeds, not words.
All right. So, I am going to read what disorder you have,
okay.
And then I will read the effects too. We can discuss it kind of above board, but
sure.
Let me. Cue up some music first.
You guys thought the episode was over.
Yeah.
Your disorder is called possessed.
This is fun.
Restless spirits in both higher and lower demons have the power to possess others, wheedling themselves into the fragile minds of the immature, corrupted, and the elderly. These parasites feed off distress and mental weakness. Whenever a possessed host experiences a moment of weakness, they lapse into a terrible slumber, as their bodies become a vehicle for a demon or spirit to carry out their sinister plans. While possessed, the host will exhibit different speech patterns and other unusual attributes, incongruent to their age and stature. As an example, a child may speak in a deep baritone and frightening voice while levitating in the air, whereas a possessed old woman may speak with the voice of a legion and move with alarming speed. During this time, they are forced into acts of extreme debasement and violence, with the actions befitting the selfish needs of the demon or spirit. The possessed is always marked with a physical tell, a fleshy mark which denotes they serve a chaotic force. So, you now get a disorder, you get a distinguishing mark called Witch's Teat.
Okay.
Witch's mark, sorry.
Witch's teeth. Now he's got a third nipple now.
I'm sorry, it's a devil's mark. My apologies.
That's canon.
It's a devil's mark. My apologies.
Yeah, third nipple. Really good.
Scrutinous inquisitors and other witch hunters are equipped to sniff out a devil's mark or witch's mark, a sign that someone is under the influence of a supernatural or abyssal force. Fortunately, it is only in a host's weakest of moments that they are prone to fall under the control of the demon or spirit who possesses them. Children and adventurers are most susceptible to being possessed, as naivete and foolhardiness are commonly shared traits between the two. So, here's the effect, and I will read this off because it's a little complex, and I invite you to read a little more about it later on.
Okay.
After suffering 10 or more corruption in a game session, or from stress, fear, and terror, those afflicted by this disorder cannot recover from peril by any means and move one step down the peril condition track negatively for every hour they go until they choose to become possessed. Once reaching incapacitated, they are automatically possessed. After being possessed, the afflicted immediately adjust their peril condition track to unhindered and suffer 6 corruption. So basically, it's a ticker. The question is, like, when you want to become possessed, do you want to do it now or you want to do it hours from now? But either way, once you allow the demon in this case to take control, you immediately adjust to unhindered and suffer 6 corruption.
So he knows that he's possessed?
Yes. He He knows that something else is there. It was
not known for a while.
Yeah, it's not the fact that he's it's not that he is forgetting his name. It's that he is realizing that something else is within. And that's kind of all comes in. It kind of snaps into focus now for you. Being possessed can mean different things, as spirits and demons have their own agendas to enact. A GM should pull the player aside and talk about them with how to play their character while under possession. These situations work best if player and GM are in on the possession, keeping him for other players. Clearly not doing. The possessed host should treat their friends as wholly untrustworthy during this time, while treating their enemies as potential allies. You should lean into your chaos alignment during this time. Always. Possession lasts for 24 hours. During this time, add 9% to all primary attributes.
Awesome.
Wow. The possessed character takes on an amalgam of both their physical appearance and of the creature who possesses them. In addition, they gain 3 traits of a creature when under possession. As an example, where a character possessed by an apparition, they gain the traits of accursed, bloodless, and dark sense. Finally, randomly determine a distinguishing mark and record on your character sheet. The mark is otherwise hard to distinguish when not under possession, but made readily visible with witch sight. It can also be uncovered by an arduous scrutinized test if somebody was knowing what to look for. The only way to stay off this condition is to wear a talisman that has undergone dedication, as indicated in the Ritual Blessed Sacrament, which gives you a chance to avoid possession with a successful resolve test. Yep, this test will only be attempted once every 24 hours. Should you fail it, or are not given a talisman, you revert to your normal self after 24 hours. After reverting, you are incapacitated and remain unconscious for an hour. So, what this means is, let's play through this for a moment. Let me finish this here. When standing in a temple dedicated to a demon they are possessed by or on a graveside of a spirit who possesses them, they cannot resist falling under their possession. A talisman does no good in these situations. You still refer to yourself, etc., etc., etc. You can undergo a ritual exorcism to be permanently cleansed of the demon or spirit who possesses you. So essentially what this means is nobody around the table in character knows that he's possessed. You alone do. Mm-hmm. You are now being used by someone who is a she. You don't know who she is. We will get to that, though. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that. What this means is when you suffer from stress, fear, or terror, or 10 or more corruption in a game session, you're just a ticking timer. You need to decide, like, am I going to wait it out? You can wait it out. It just buys you more time, but eventually you will become possessed. And then you'll restore yourself to unhindered and suffer 6 corruption. When this happens, you will take up on a new personality. You will gain 3 traits. You will increase your primary attributes by 9% across the board. So what I would recommend doing is getting an alternative character sheet and using that during those times.
Okay.
Which we can do. We can do like a little front and back page character sheet for you. That will reflect your... Basically, we can take the front page of your character and give you stats for it. So, during that time, you are going to be made the vehicle for this devil or demon, mm-hmm. whatever you want to classify it as.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Which we will privately cover.
God Emperor, take
cool.
the wheel.
Exactly.
God Emperor, take the wheel.
Hashtag God Emperor, take the wheel.
There's a really cool picture, actually, in Mongoosh, which none of you can see because you don't have the book yet. You may have a PDF, though. Of a character walking down the hallway, the stairwell, with like a giant like thing behind them, the shadows cast behind it. Yeah. But nobody would know to look for a winch's mark on you,
nope.
unless they're purposefully looking for it.
I don't believe
so
in that crap.
We should keep it. We should keep it clearly, very above board, mm-hmm. and we will let this kind of inform the story as we move forward. So, welcome to Possession.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wanted it is.
Yes.
And now you're wanted for Possession.
I love it. So, everybody, we got 100 reward points tonight. Did you spend them already?
I'm thinking.
Well, okay, so.
Yep.
We leveled up.
And just real quickly, time out for a second. Sorry. To make it clear,
yeah.
Harper is still in the orphanage. The two of you.
Are out in the streets.
Yeah. And you are running through the streets mad as if you had just escaped. Initially, like we did in the first part of the session in episode 25. Mm-hmm. Everything else is a figment of your imagination. The folding of the Escher doors, basically passing into the same place you had been before, the repeating incidences, the interactions with your friends, like, all those things are clearly led to this madness, and you've been afflicted by it.
Right.
So when we pick up next week, it'll be, you'll be in the streets, you'll be in the orphanage, you'll be running away from the Chandler's house.
Cool.
Okay. So, back to our work points.
Yeah, so how many sessions have we had since we leveled up?
Three?
Okay, yeah, I can't buy anything yet then. We should have only been able to buy something the last session.
Right, I didn't spend my reward points, so that's why I was like, I'm just sitting, I like to sit on a bunch and then spend them.
But I'm at 125.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one.
Thanks to the new fortune point usage rules.
Yeah.
Whenever you are able to channel, whenever you use a fortune point and you're able to channel your one of your alignments, you will gain 25 reward points. Which you should do.
That's what we're saying.
So, alright. I think we're done.
I think we're all good.
We will return next week. Hopefully Walter will be better. We didn't talk about that, but he is in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then Tim had to leave, unfortunately. He was going on a trip to St. Lucia, so, you know.
Right.
Excuses given. Yeah.
Gosh.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for Queen of Embers. Bye. Thank you for your patronage and support. We will see you all next week for episodes 27 and 28. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We're burning through them, baby.
Bye.
Bye.